This is Jordan Sekulow in Washington, D.C. Voters in New Hampshire deliver a big victory to Mitt Romney. It won't be
long yet. Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you, New Hampshire. Tonight, we made history.
We know that the future of this country is better than 8 or 9% unemployment. It's better than $15 trillion in debt. It's better than the misguided policies and broken promises of the last 3 years and the failed leadership of one man. The president has run out of ideas. Now he's running out of excuses.
Now, I called Governor Romney a short while ago before he gave his talk and congratulate him because he certainly had a clear-cut victory, but we're nibbling at his heels.
I'd say third place is a ticket to ride, ladies and gentlemen.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. 1-800-684-3110.
And I'm asking each of you not to slow down. In the next couple of days, make a list of every person you know in South Carolina and every person you know in Florida, because those are the next two great contests.
We built this campaign here in New Hampshire in just a very short period of time. We didn't spend a lot of money, but we put a lot of effort into this, and we delivered a message not just for New Hampshire, but we delivered a message for America. To defeat Barack Obama, number one.
He criticizes our friends like Israel. I will always stand with our friends.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. The waiting over. Mitt Romney, a big victory last night. People were expecting, well, maybe he wouldn't win by a big enough margin and it wouldn't be such a boost to his campaign because he was already leading in the polls and the attacks got really nasty. And what it looks like, as Governor Romney is, and his campaign has said, is the attacks from Newt Gingrich and others on his business career are really backfiring, and they're actually firing up conservatives to come to the defense of Mitt Romney, something they haven't done before. Now, defending his pro-capitalism and his business career, which he's never been accused of doing anything wrong. In fact, Newt Gingrich used to be praising it, but we know those attacks will keep coming in South Carolina, but it was a big victory last night, won by over 17% and close to 40% of the vote, Dad.
Yeah, and let me tell you how South Carolina is looking right now. The Real Clear Politics average right now has Romney at 31.3, Santorum 20.7, Gingrich at 19.7, almost a statistical tie for those two. Ron Paul at 10.7. By the way, Congressman Paul saying he probably will not be campaigning in Florida. Rick Perry's down at 5%, and all the polls actually have Perry at 5%. That's going to probably be his last stand, so I'm sure he's going to be putting a lot of time. He has been putting a lot of time on the ground there. We're going to be talking about this. We're going to be talking about the recess appointments as well. But this was a big day for, obviously, for Governor Romney. The attacks on the Bain Capital issue, let me give you my assessment of this, folks. Those of us that believe in free markets are not so wild about this attack line from our friend Newt Gingrich, and Newt Gingrich is a friend. But I think it's a mistake. That's the line that's going to be coming from the left, the anti-capitalist crowd, and I think that's dangerous. That's just my personal assessment on it. But again, South Carolina could be a defining moment here. If Mitt Romney were to win South Carolina, boy, it would be pretty hard to stop that one. At that point, I think he'd be the clear. And some are saying he's a presumptive nominee. I don't think you could say that yet because of South Carolina is ahead. But it's going to be an aggressive one down there. A lot of other developments also, Jordan, on this recess appointment. We want to take calls. A lot of people coming out. We've really got momentum on this. The phone number is 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. That's 800-684-3110. And, Jordan, we brought this recess appointment issue up. It's unconstitutional. We're getting support from all over the country now. We need people to continue that momentum.
Yeah, over 45,000 people have joined on, and now we've got Senator Grassley saying, hey, you know what, we in the Senate, we may just stop every single appointment, not allow President Obama to make another appointment, that we have to stand firm on this. Folks, your voice is being heard loud and clear in Washington, D.C., because you are standing up to defend your Constitution. If you haven't joined yet, call right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. 2255 or ACLJ.org. You need to defend your Constitution. We've got the senator starting to take a stand. 877-989-2255.
And I refuse to take no for an answer.
It's an unbelievable power grab. Ignoring Congress, President Obama has just made political appointments to key government posts, brushing aside the separation of powers and acting in a manner that can only be described as unconstitutional. Of course, the Constitution permits all presidents to make appointments when the Senate is in recess. But that's not the case here. There's been no recess, and yet President Obama has taken this unprecedented and disturbing action. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now. Tell President Obama he must retract these unconstitutional appointments and urge him to abide by the framework of our nation, the U.S. Constitution. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
To the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. We've got calls coming in. Jordan, let's go right to the call from Gary about the recess appointment. I want to give everybody an update on that, so let's get Gary's call.
Yep, Gary's calling in from Louisiana on line one. And Gary, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thanks.
Hi, Gary.
You know, this would be humorous if it wasn't so serious.
Right.
But, you know, the only person that our senators have to appeal to is our attorney general. And he's Obama's man, and he's had problems with the Constitution himself. So it's just seems almost ludicrous that.
Well, but you got. I think the fact that Senators Grassley, which I think is a good move, Senator Hatch, Senator Sessions, and others, and Senator Cornyn have asked the Attorney General for his position is important. Let me tell you why, Gary. This recess appointment issue. The Department of Justice has maintained that the Congress has to be in recess for 3 days. Congress determines whether they are, in fact, in recess. They're not, and these appointments were made. So this was an unconstitutional act, and when you've got an unconstitutional act, getting the Attorney General on record is important because what I think you're going to hear him say, Gary, is they were not notified of this. They did not express an opinion on it. The Office of Legal Counsel, which normally would express the opinion on it, did not hear. So that's a big deal in a situation like that. So that's why, at the end of the day, I'm optimistic that if we continue this drumbeat, we've got legislation moving in the House and Senate right now. Senators demanding answers. There could be funding issues here. What it's going to take over the next few days, and we're well over 40,000 signatures, is for the American people to say, Mr. President, you don't get to rewrite the Constitution. That's not the way it works. You don't get to change or ignore the Constitution, which requires advice and consent. Especially when there's not a recess. So, again, if you haven't signed on to this petition, we'll only be doing it for a few more days, folks. You go to your phones right now, 877-989-2255. Stand up to an imperial presidency, 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. But I do encourage you to have your voice heard on this. We are the people. It is our Constitution. It's our government. We need to take it back. 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. We've got a lot of calls coming in on a lot of issues. Jordan, let's get right back to them.
Nancy's calling from Maryland on line three. Nancy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hi, Nancy. Good.
I just have a couple of comments. Sure. One is on the this thing that's going on in Congress right now.
Yeah.
Barack Obama majored in constitutional law. as an entitlement student. He was sent to college and graduate school by the taxpayers, and he majored in constitutional law so he could mess with the Constitution. That's exactly what he's been doing.
Oh, he knows what the reset. This was an intentional political act. There's no doubt about it. He knew what he was doing. His leadership knew what they were doing. This was an intentional political act. We think it's an unconstitutional act, but it was a political act nonetheless. But go ahead with your next question.
Constitutional act, isn't it against the law?
Well, the question is, how do you get it into court? We've been researching this, believe me, for the last few days, and we've actually had our office in Virginia produce a memo. Senators have standing. They are thinking about the possibility of a lawsuit. That does not appear to be imminent. But it could happen. But what you can also do is stop funding. Jordan, there's a whole host of things that can be done on a political level here.
Yeah, and that's what we've seen from already, like Senator Grassley has said today. He will take a stand and is looking at whether or not the Senate Judiciary Committee and others in the Republican Senate caucus over in the U.S. Senate should stand together and just say, you do this, President Obama, you won't get another appointment through. You want to keep making these what we believe unconstitutional appointments, you can keep doing that, and you can try to keep doing that, but we're going to stand in the way of every single other appointment, even some of those who may have been able to get through the normal advice and consent process, no filibuster, but you know, you pick this kind of battle. It remains to be seen, but the whole question, Dad, is do the American people care enough? Now, we know our listeners, our supporters of the American Center for Law and Justice, they're taking a stand on this with over 45,000 people who have just responded to an issue that was very complicated and tough for folks, even in the news, to get their heads around. We need to take a stand. We're finally hearing, too, Dad, from liberals as well, who say, you know what, Democrats may be cheering this today, but like we've been saying, they may not be cheering this so much under a different administration. We want you to take a stand. Call right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. It's about protecting your Constitution, regardless of who the president is or what party they're from. This is not the kind of power grab you want to just go by the wayside. Because, again, you support President Obama, you wouldn't like this power in the hands of a different president, you should not be for this either. 877-989-2255. Irene's calling from New York on line 4. Irene, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Irene.
Hi, guys. You know, I know Ron Paul's not going to be the nominee, but his movement is very dangerous. He's got the college kids, the liberal college kids that are mostly anti-Israel. Most of the liberal colleges, universities are anti-Israel. This is like a movement. This is very dangerous. And for him to get a high percentage, I'm worried about this. This man is 77 years old.
Well, he's polling. Let me tell you what's happening, though. He's not polling well in South Carolina, and he's thinking about skipping Florida. So he may have had his major event. By the way, former Massachusetts Governor Romney, according to the exit polling data, looks like led among New Hampshire evangelical voters with 27%. Rick Santorum following, quote, right behind at 26%. Ron Paul only got 10% of the evangelical vote. So, but they're saying that Ron Paul may skip Florida, Jordan. That would be a big signal right there.
Yeah, and I think one thing you're going to see, Irene, I think, listen, a lot of the anti-Israel surrounding his campaign, some of these commentary, these magazines he was publishing and newsletters he was publishing, I think your concerns are real. But what you're going to see is that these two, both in Iowa and New Hampshire, they allow people to switch parties or same-day registration. New Hampshire allows independents to vote. And that's not the case in a lot of other primaries, the ones that are coming up right now. And, of course, there are caucuses to come. But I think Ron Paul has had, for the most part, his moment in the sun, and I don't think he's going to be getting and he's admitted that. I mean, he said, you know, this is about pushing forward some of his issues to the forefront. He's done that, but if you're not going to play in every state, you certainly don't believe deep down that you're actually going to be the nominee, and he's got the money to. So I'd be interested to hear from his supporters if you like the fact that he's not taking that money and really trying to compete in states just because they may have a more closed to Republican primary system. We can get right back to the phone calls. Lance in California on line 6. Lance, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Lance.
Hey, Jordan. This is Lance Seppi. Yes, looking at Ron Paul, his grassroots of getting people back to the Constitution,
yep,
holding people accountable for their oath of office, I mean, you look at Santorum supporting No Child Left Behind and foreign aid to pro-abortion and performing abortions in foreign countries and all this unconstitutional spending. And
I don't think it's fair to call Rick Santorum is pro-life. You cannot claim that Rick Santorum is not pro-life. But go ahead and complain. Rick Santorum is pro-life.
Countries and that foreign aid goes to performing abortions. That is pro-abortion. But hold it.
That, first of all, under the Bush administration, they didn't allow any foreign dollars because of the Hyde Amendment to go for foreign aid. So that's not correct. Number two, foreign aid is to assist our allies. But understand this also, Lance, it assists our own interests. It's not just protecting Israel. It's protecting stability in the region and protects us. I think that's where Congressman Paul, I disagree with him on the issue of his foreign policy analysis. Isolationism did not work out very well for Neville Chamberlain in World War II, and it didn't work out well for England. I don't think it's going to work out well for the United States either. That's my personal opinion. Again, we're not opposing endorsing candidates here. We're just giving you our analysis of the news and of the positions.
And I do think, too, that, Dad, what's interesting is that Ron Paul's economic message, domestic policy, that has a lot of appeal to folks, but he loses so many people when it gets into the foreign policy. And yet, if he got rid of that foreign policy, if he changed that or tampered that down a bit, he would lose the supporters Irene was talking about. I mean, I saw some people being interviewed on the news yesterday who were the people, you know, in the post surveys saying, okay, but if Ron Paul doesn't win, you know, who's your second choice? President Obama. And so, I mean, I think Irene's absolutely right. And so he's bringing forward a couple of groups of people. I understand why people can get sympathetic to the economic message, but remember why Ron Paul himself, who's got plenty of money to campaign, has decided not even to compete unless independents can be voting. That tells you a lot about his campaign and what he really believes he can accomplish in this primary.
Rasmussen, by the way, is saying that their most recent poll is showing that an Obama-Romney race would be within the margin of error, and also shows that in Florida, Romney actually would be up, but again, within the margin of error. So very, very close. If Romney is an I get close, if any of them are the nominee, I think it's going to be very, very close. Let's grab one more phone call here, Jordan, before we take the break.
All right, let's go to Terrence in Nevada on line one. Terrence, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Terrence.
Hi. What are the ramifications or consequences if the powers to be just ignore the lawless appointments Obama has made? Like if my neighbor says someone down the street appointed him a cop, he knocks on my door and he wants to arrest me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, people are saying, you know, that's a great question. If you got an illegal appointment, do they have any power? And that becomes the legal question. And that could be appointments with no power. I mean, that could be the end result. It's going to depend on what the American people do. It depends on what the American Congress, what the Congress does as well. What we've got right now is a synergy going on. We brought this issue up last week. There's been now groundswells of support. As Jordan said, over 45,000 of our members have contacted us. But we're starting to get play now with the U.S. Senate. We've got letters going to the Attorney General. We've got a real chance to make a difference. Folks, what it's going to take over this week is to get your to get you involved in this, is to sign on this petition saying to the President of the United States, you don't get to rewrite the Constitution on your own. We're taking it back. If you haven't signed it yet, this is the day to do it. Go to ACLJ.org or simply call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Let's take the Constitution back. It's time to take action here. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
And I refuse to take no for an answer.
It's an unbelievable power grab. Ignoring Congress, President Obama has just made political appointments to key government posts, brushing aside the separation of powers and acting in a manner that can only be described as unconstitutional. Of course, the Constitution permits all presidents to make appointments when the Senate is in recess. But that's not the case here. There's been no recess, and yet President Obama has taken this unprecedented and disturbing action. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now. Tell President Obama he must retract these unconstitutional appointments and urge him to abide by the framework of our nation, the U.S. Constitution. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
On the fighting side of me, running down a will life or fighting.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. We got a lot of calls. We're going to go right to them. We got so many calls coming in. Jordan, let's go right back to the phones.
Lauren's calling in from Nebraska on line one. Lauren, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, thanks for taking my
call. Sure.
I have a comment and a question.
Yep.
My question is, why does Eric Holder still have a job when he refuses to cooperate with the investigation into Fast and Furious?
Well, there's going to be another hearing February 2nd on Fast and Furious before the House. I'm already booked to be on Fox News on that. You know, we've been working on that very aggressively. Look, I mean, the president has to – it's the attorney general serves at the pleasure of the president of the United States unless there's an impeachment action, which I don't see that happening. But what you've got is this is becoming a political liability. It continues to come up. Once you get past the Republican primaries, which is going to – you know, the Florida ones at the end of January, I think you're going to see a lot of attention back on Fast and Furious. And we know there's a hearing set for February 2nd. So our team's working on it. Others are as well. We're going to hold this government accountable. Again, it's our Constitution. We're trying to take it back. That's what this is at the end of the day.
Yeah, and folks, I think what you're going to see, too, on this issue, Dad, this is where Chuck Grassley, Senator Grassley from Iowa, is also pressing Eric Holder. He's saying, and people keep asking, what was the DOJ? Did they have a later opinion on what President Obama did here with these appointments? So I think what you've seen is Eric Holder has really been put out as the liberal front man to take the heat for President Obama from conservatives on Capitol Hill. But obviously, he's standing by him. I mean, this is the guy. He's doing it intentionally, whether he puts him in bad spots. I mean, at the end of the day, it's the president's decision who represents him as the Attorney General of the United States. He picks the Attorney General of the United States. He can tell him to leave, you know, whenever he wants. And he's letting Eric Holder take the heat, thinking that it's okay to let him, you know, take the battle for him. And that's where you see, you know, the focus from Congress. So I think, Lauren, it's very interesting to watch that. I did want to point out as well, we launched something new online at aclj.org for Pastor Youssef Nader Khani, and we're working on some breaking news there, but it's a tracking device. There'll be more coming, but it's a new post we've got up that tracks the amount of time he's been in jail, 821 days, how many hours, how long he's had the conviction, the death sentence hanging over his head. And so I hope people check that out. That's up as well, and don't want people to think we've forgotten about that or not working hard. And we'll keep that updated. There's a lot to come, so you can keep getting his message out to your friends and family.
All right, very good. We're going to go back to the phones again. If you haven't signed on to this petition involving this, what looks like, in our view, an unconstitutional appointment of these various agencies, this is probably going to be the last day for you to do it. 877-989-2255. My goal was to get to around 50,000. We're getting pretty darn close, folks, over 45,000 of you. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. I need to say a thank you to again. Because at the end of the year, we asked a lot of our friends and members to go to the aclj.org and donate online. You did that. You can continue to do that. We sure appreciate it. But we met our goal at the end of the year. Thank you again very, very much.
Let's get back to the phones. Charles in Georgia on line six. Charles, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Charles.
Hey, hey Jay. I just wanted to make a comment and ask a question.
Sure.
My comment about President Obama is that he operates it in the realm, I believe, of what they call the strategy of manufactured crisis. And what he's doing is he's trying to create another little constitutional crisis to cause Congress, especially Republicans, to react in such a way so that he can build a pattern. And when it comes to the election, he's going to say, you see here, I can't work with Congress there. It's all their fault. Everything would have worked out with my plan except for Congress. Reelect me. And I won't.
Yeah, you know, the president does take that kind of attitude of government solves all problems. Interesting. Governor Romney had a comment about that. Let me play soundbite number six.
This president puts his faith in government. We put our faith in the American people.
I think that's the fundamental difference. How the two worldviews of people versus government, government solving all problems and not. And Jordan, that I think is going to come to the forefront in this campaign too.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely right. And Governor Romney's made no bones about that. He said, you know, if you want more entitlements, don't elect me as president. You've already got a president like that who will keep taking from private industry and building up the federal government and taking more power for the federal government and more power for himself. I mean, now we've seen President Obama thinks he really does believe he can make these moves and you're going to be okay with it. I don't mean you specifically, the listeners, but the American people are not going to be that upset about it. We've heard from a lot of his supporters saying, I wouldn't want another president doing it, but it's okay for him to do it. They're not thinking about long-term ramifications. And he right now is thinking about political battles and the battle that's being set up. And it's why it kind of is sickening to me that you see some other conservatives taking this fight to Mitt Romney themselves is, do you support capitalism? Do you support the free market where you can win and lose and the government's not always there for you? Or do you want a bigger federal government? Do you want to be in a European-style socialism, which is what it is, where the government is always there to protect everyone? You know, if you make a big investment, they're there to protect you. If you, you know, make your own personal decisions.
Right.
And that's a question voters have to answer, and it's a clear distinction.
Yeah, let me play. This is a soundbite from Senator Rick Santorum about his finish, but I want to specifically reference the end point, but let me play it's about 15, 18 seconds here. Take a listen.
We built this campaign here in New Hampshire in just a very short period of time. We didn't spend a lot of money, but we put a lot of effort into this, and we delivered a message not just for New Hampshire, but we delivered a message for America to defeat Barack Obama, number one.
I think what you're going to start seeing is that the focus is going to be on the president's worldview versus a governmental worldview versus everyone else's. That's starting to become very clear, Jordan, especially now as we move to South Carolina and then to Florida. That's going to start coming into full picture.
That's right. I mean, listen, if you're going to criticize Mitt Romney as a fellow Republican because of his business record, then we got questions going on about, you know, what does it mean to be a conservative in the free market? And do you really like capitalism or not? You have to answer these questions. I see that. I think that's why you're seeing more and more people standing up and actually defending Mitt Romney now, because they see, you know, Rick Perry calling him a vulture. I mean, this is, you know, this doesn't really make a lot of sense when he's also, you know, promotes how great Texas is at business. And those are industries that we could say are controversial, to say the least, you know, the oil industry, things like that. And to call Mitt Romney a vulture, it's people who are, you know, using their last political amounts to try to, as they say, stop Mitt Romney. But now they're attacking what we all hold so dear, which is the only
free
country in the world
system
that has this true system.
I cannot understand for the life of me what the strategy in that one is. But, you know, Speaker Gingrich and Senator and Governor Perry seem to be utilizing it. Again, it's their call. We're just calling it as we see it. Let's try to grab one more call here, Jordan.
All right, let's get into let's go to Jenny calling from California on line two.
Hi, Jenny.
Yes, thank you very much.
Sure.
Service, and I support you prayerfully.
Thank you.
And financially,
thank
and
you.
I'm thankful for. I feel that God raised you at such a time as this when our any president in the United States, and I don't like to use the word that they swore in the Bible, but he made an oath that he would support the Constitution of the United States.
Yep.
And when he breaks that oath, what are the ramifications?
Well, I mean, the ramifications, there could be legal ramifications. We're looking at that right now. Can the Senate bring a lawsuit? There's political ramifications. Senator Grassley saying we're not going to let any nominations go forward. Basically, puts the president in. He may have well put himself, Jenny, in a lame duck situation where he gets nothing done over the next year. So this was a calculated political move, but I think one that was generous. Folks, this is it. Last day for you to sign on to this petition. I encourage you to do it. Jordan's going to give you the number. This is the time to take a stand. Tell the president we want to take our Constitution back. You can't disregard the rules of our United States Constitution. Have your voice heard to this. We're close to 50,000. So if the rest of you call in, we'll get there. Jordan, give everybody the number.
You call right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. But again, call right now, 877-989-2255. Defend and protect your Constitution.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Seculo Show. Jordan Seculo provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordanseculo.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Seculo Show via email, info@seculo.com.